to the boss that's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get on to the boss that's gonna make you stop going rub-a-dub. Get on to the boss that's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get on to the boss that's gonna make you stop.
Okay, welcome aboard the bus, the magic bus of the alchemist. We're going to take you around the universe and show you around some good music. Might be a little less talking tonight, my throat's a little sore. Yeah, drink some hot coffee and, you know, that Greg Recex, you know, when it's too hot, you should spit it out, but I swallowed. That's going to hurt for a while. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Gives me that kind of gruff voice. Makes me sound like Marge from the diner. Would you like some more coffee, son? How about a cigarette? All right. Yeah, this is harking back to that kid show from the 90s there. You know, the magical school bus. Yeah, Miss Frizzle. Yeah, my kid was watching that when he was long young. Yeah, that was on television. My son was born in that time period, so yeah, that was on television. So I got a little exposure to that. It's not like my years when I had like Sesame Street and Romper Room, But it's the same concept, a little bit of the hippie psychedelic vibe, turning you out into the universe to try to teach you some stuff by making it fun. Yeah, we like that. So I'm going to teach you a bunch of new music tonight, and I'm going to make it fun. Yeah. So you just started off there with Busta Beelzebub. Soul Clopping from their 1994 release, Ruby's Room, which is incidentally the same year that show started. It was only a short run. It was only 3 years, 94 to 97. Yeah. So that's what you get to see. If you saw my little post-it on there, that's the image you saw. It was Miss Frizzle and the School Kids in the Magical School Bus. And their first episode was in outer space. Yeah, how cool was that, man? This is Modesty Martin. This is actually Modesty Schofield Martin Wood. Yeah, John Schofield, an amazing guitar player. Fits so well with the trio of Modesty Martin and Wood. And they did like 3 or 4 albums together. I don't know if they're actually done. I think it's just kind of an intermittent marriage that kind of like, he moonlights with them frequently. So cool. So cool. This is called In Case the World Changes His Mind from the album End of the World Party, Just in Case. Yeah. We should have those like every month. Just in case. Whatever. Just have a party. Why? Because the end of the world might end in this month. I don't know. It might. It might not. It's the same thing you can say any day of the week. All right, what do we got coming up? We got a little bit of fun fair with ORK, some Adrian Ballou, and more. I'm the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on a Saturday night. We are broadcasting to you live from the heart of the mission. It is March the 14th. I have turned another year older since the last time I was here. I have now hit that 57 mark. I'm getting closer and closer to that big old 60, but I ain't there yet. Don't bury me. I'm not dead yet. All right. I will catch you on the flip side. Yeah.
got a job making money for the band. Throw a chicken in a bucket with a soda pop can. Cute green uniform on my back. I had to set it on fire in the vat of chicken fat. I leaped on the counter like a bird with no hair. Running through the many mall in my underwear. I got lost downtown, couldn't find a ride home. Sun went down, I got frozen to the bone. Till a hooker let me share her fake fur coat. As I took a little nap, the cops picked up the spoon. I tried to explain, I was only trying to get warm. I knew I never ever should have put my uniform. He said, too bad, but I bite the bullet hard, son. I didn't have no teeth, so I stole his gun. And I crawled out the window with my shadow and a spoon. Dancing on the roof, shooting holes in the moon.
Valencia. I am the Alchemist. This is the Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour, Saturday night, March the 14th, and we are in the heart of the mission. Thank you. I love you all. Yes. Doors open wide and weather is nice. We got people popping by and smiling. Got great music on the air. What else can be more fun on a Saturday night? Yeah. I'm sure there's probably a bunch of things other people do, but if you're staying at home and chilling, this is a good thing to do. Listen to me. I like it. I just heard a little soul-sucking jerk there by Beck from his 1994 mega album, Mellow Gold. And then a band from France, which I am sure I'm going to screw up every part of this name here. It is a song called Pogne. It could be Poin. God knows it's French. Champagne, it could be Pain. P-A, Champagne, and that's not Poin. Pignol is the band name, and the album is named Brancoucou. Really cool. prog metal out of France, man. Those guys are hitting it hard. That's good. Adrian Belew before that, Asleep. From his trilogy of albums, Side 1, Side 2, and Side 3, Adrian Belew doing his finest work on that trilogy of records in his solo career. An amazing career he's had. Talking Heads, David Bowie, King Crimson. That guy has been all over the map, and he is a stud. Underrated, in my opinion. But I think people who know in the know just know he's a badass. Started that set off with Funfair from ORK from their Inflamed Rides record. Came out in 2016. And then this cool little sound of Square Wave is the name of the track, and it's by the Heliocentrics. It is from their 2017 album World of Mask. Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff, isn't it? I think so. I think I will just get out of the way. We got some Radiohead and some of the OCs coming up in the next set, so stick around. There's a lot of fun stuff coming your way.
shows and barbecues and lounges by the pool. Late night conversations filled with 20th century cool. My beers may flirt with cabaret, some fake diabo yell. Me, I'm moving up to higher ground, I must escape their hell.
always fought against evil and I've always won.
Oh yeah, Radio Valencia, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. From 13 Above the Night, Bad Life. Always fought against evil and I've always won. Yes, yes, stay fighting against evil. Continue to win. It is necessary. Be that. In this universe, we need it. Tin Pan Valley, a great track from Robert Plant and the Strange Sensation from his 2005 release, Mighty Rearranger. Man, that was some of his best work, I think. He was a solo artist. I love that album so much. A little Sex Mob before that, Love and Bloom from Sexotica, 2003. It goes back some time. Man, the time is just flying here. But we'll have a reference here to something a little bit more recent. We had Die Laughing by The OCs from their 2023 record, Intercepted Message. And another one that goes back a number of years, Hail to the Thief album, Radiohead, and the song The Gloaming, Softly Open Our Mouths in the Cold. I loved how every song on that album had a double track, you know, a double name, right? They had the name and then in parentheses, like a secondary name. Every single track was cool. I love that. This is a Sacramento band called Echo Set, with a track called No Access. It's a single of theirs. Came out a couple years back. Good band, good music. Love having the good moody instrumentals for my segues, because that's all the thing is. Come on in, say hello. Yeah. Anyway, what do we got coming up next set? We got some Susie and the Banshees, Black Angels and the Damned. So a lot more. Stick around. I am the Alchemist. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour, coming to you live from San Francisco on a Saturday night. Transmission from the mission into the world and then back again, so we can gather our love up and have fun. Right, remember, you are on the Magic School Bus. I am going to be your guide. This stop is called No Access. The next stop we will have will be Sacred Turf. In the meantime, stick around and get some education on some killer music.